Ashley Bean Thornton is back with us for the first edition of Act Locally Waco of the new year.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Hope you had some good holidays, Ashley.
I did. They were terrific.
Okay, we are going to dive in because there is a lot happening in our big little town. Let's talk about some civic engagement activities.
Well, as most of you probably know, the 86th Texas Legislature rolled into action this week, and perhaps that has inspired you to get more civically active, and if so, this will be a good week to do it. There are several opportunities to learn about issues important to our community. One of those issues is affordable housing, and on Tuesday, Brenda Shuttlesworth, the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, will be the speaker at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce monthly luncheon, and she will be talking about affordable housing. The meeting will take place at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber building at 915 LaSalle, and lunch will be $15.
On Wednesday, the City of Waco invites you to give input into its next five-year consolidated plan.
Right. This plan will serve as the blueprint for the expenditure of federal funds, such as the Community Development Block Grants and HUD Grant for the next 5 years. The input session will be held from 10 a.m. to noon at the South Waco Community Center, which is at 2815 Spate. And these decisions will be very important for a lot of the social services in our community.
And on Thursday, there's going to be a lecture on fighting racism. That's going to happen at the Armstrong Browning Library on the Baylor campus. Tell us some more about that, Ashley.
Right. The Baylor Institute for the Study of Religion is hosting a lecture by Jamar Tisby. He is the president of The Witness, a Black Christian collective, and he will be speaking about fighting racism, why racism continues to be an ongoing problem. The lecture is free, and like Brody mentioned, it will take place in the Armstrong Browning Library from 3:30 to 5. If you really want to get engaged in your community, one way to do that is to run for city council. Council seats for District 2, 4, and 5 are up for election this year. So if you live in one of those districts, the first day to file to run for city council is Wednesday, January 16th. The last day to file is February 15th, and election day will be May 4th.
And on the lighter side of things, Thursday, Bear Arms Brewing at 2515 LaSalle, which is close to the Circle, is hosting their January Brews and Brushes.
Right. Just bring yourself. They will provide the brews and the brushes. Whether you've never painted or you paint all the time, it's a fun place to experiment and enjoy yourself. You have to be 21 to drink, of course, but they will have root beer, board games, and space available, so feel free to bring the kids. Cost is $22 per painter. If you prefer to enjoy art created by other folks, instead of creating your own, this Sunday, Texas Fine Artists are hosting a reception from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. It will feature a variety of local artists, all with original paintings and photography for sale.
We have a little bit of time to mention a few more things. What do you want to wrap up with, Ashley?
Well, a couple things. One quick tip for those of you with school-age children. We have some wonderful magnet schools in Waco ISD, and the window to enter the lottery for your kids to be a part of those schools is open until January 25th. If you know a child who you think would thrive at Hillcrest Elementary Professional Development School or Lake Air Montessori Magnet, check out the Waco ISD website for information on how to apply. Also, looking ahead just a bit, next weekend is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, of course, and there are lots of opportunities for education, service, and inspiration planned throughout the community. We have captured as many of those as we can on the Act Locally Waco calendar, so please visit the website at actlocallywaco.org to take a look and plan ahead for next weekend.
Okay, thank you, Ashley, so much for being here and sharing all this great information with us. Lots of ways you can get involved in our community.
Thanks for having me, Brody.
It's our pleasure, always.
Mine too.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.